It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy. Ben Broussard, Catholic Charities Acadiana, in the flesh.
In the flesh, in studio. Got my sidekick, Andrew Broussard, with me. It's going to be a great day.
Your bodyguard.
Bodyguard, man. Look, got to have somebody close to you.
Only the important people can be bodyguards.
That's true.
Andrew, thank you for coming in too, buddy. What is happening with Catholic Charities Acadiana right now?
It has been an awesome summer. You and I have been hanging out. In the beginning of the summer, it was an all-call for folks to serve with us during the summer, just knowing that in the summertime, schedules change, people go on vacation, their routines are off, and Acadiana has responded. We've seen a huge uptick in volunteers, adoption of those volunteer shifts at St. Joseph Diner and FoodNet Food Bank, and then throughout our rebuilding program. So that's been awesome. Here's a group of folks that I want to brag on. Seminarians, those men who are training to be priests in the Catholic Church, a lot of them are back. They're on summer assignment within parishes. And the last few summers, we have really enjoyed the presence of these guys. They're all in their various stages of training. Some of them are brand new. Man, they are fresh out their first year of the seminary. Some of them have a few years in them, and they're moving on to kind of bigger things. But they're home, and a lot of them have parish assignments.
Right.
For those who kind of don't know what that is, they're living within a Catholic Church parish. They're involving themselves in parish life. And we've reached out to the pastors and we've asked them, hey, can we have, their seminarians every now and then to come serve with us?
Right.
And every now and then when the pastor's actually on vacation, they're like, hey, I don't know what to do with this seminarian. So why don't you have them come serve with you? So it's been great. We've had so many of them come and just embed themselves within our services. They're usually there for a full week, which is wonderful because we can get them on that Monday, give them a good tour, a good in-depth breakdown, a walk through our programs, really a walk through what our clients walk through our homeless programs, through our food insecurity and our hunger programs, through our disaster and rebuilding programs, and really have them have a good understanding before they dive in and actually serve. In the coming days, we usually put them on maybe a wheelchair ramp project. If that's something that's happening within our, within our rebuilding programs, we have them serve through St. Joseph Diner, serve in our shelters. We have them go in and sometimes just spend time with our clients.
Yes.
Maybe it's playing bingo or playing a game of Uno in the shelter. At the end of the day, It's pastoral training. Really getting them prepared to be not only comfortable, but man, to have their heart just be moved for the least of these, for what we believe through the gospel that Jesus left the 99 and he went in search of the one. I often say that Jesus left the 99 and he went to the intersection of St. John and Simcoe in Lafayette.
Yes, agreed.
There's so many of our brothers and sisters in crisis, and to have a pastoral presence, especially in the midst of these guys training to one day, God willing, be pastors and priests on their own. It's been wonderful to have them. So shout out to all of our buddies who are seminarians, who are, listening to and discerning God's call on their life, and then spending some time with us in the summertime.
Hopefully this really jumpstarts their pastoral care.
As they, God willing, become priests themselves, they're always going to have that foundational time that they spent with and among the poor. And what is it that we believe about the poor, especially through the lens of Catholic social teaching, is that there's this preferential option. God loves every single one of us totally and fully, but he's got a special care for those who suffer.
It helps to have the seminarians, and when everybody's on vacation, and like you said earlier, the schedule's kind of upside down. You've got a whole bunch of other people that are showing up too.
Yeah,
they are showing up and showing out.
I mean, church communities this summer, if I could brag on anybody.
Please do.
Church communities of all denominations who have been serving with us this summer, really creating these experiences within their church community, for their parishioners, with their parishioners, of serving in our programs. And it's just been so cool, but it's been varied. So let me shout out to our friends at Our Savior's Church. And it's not just one of their campuses. This was a kind of multi-campus approach to create this outreach opportunity within our shelter system. Y'all, they went out and they got a group of folks who do hair. So hairdressers and stylists. For one day, they set up shop in the shelter. For those who don't know, Catholic Charities of Acadiana, we are the largest provider of shelter within the region. We provide shelter for about, I'd say about 75 to 76 men, women, and veterans every night of the week.
Amazing.
Something like getting a haircut.
That makes you feel so good.
I get a haircut once every month and a week. And when I go in, I mean, I look in the mirror before I go in. I need a chop. There's something that needs to be done with this. When you're in that street level experience of homelessness, a haircut is a luxury. Yeah. It's something that when you actually do get it, man, it is a renewal. It's a reminder of your human dignity. So many smiles that day. People were looking in the mirror and they were feeling themselves, y'all. It was really, really wonderful. So huge shout out to our friends at Our Savior's, who not only do that, but man, they are regulars in the diner. We love partnering with them in these corporal works, these shared works of mercy. Our friends at Holy Cross Catholic Church on Broadmoor in Robley, right there on the south side. So Father Schumacher and the outreach team, man, this is the second year in a row that they've created this Holy Cross Home Mission Program, where they will go in and they'll get families to sign up to do mission work for a week. And so some of that is door-to-door knocking, checking on people, homebound mission. Some of that is serving within the programs of Catholic Charities. Wow. We had Holy Cross, who served with us for an entire week. They were doing wheelchair ramps. They were serving and playing bingo and doing Uno in the shelter. They were taking all the shifts at St. Joseph Diner. They had the Murph's snowball truck show up.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yeah. You had Ross Murphy and them. They showed up and they served on one of the hottest days of the year. They set up and did snowballs in the parking lot. Fantastic. Which was just, like we talked about the haircut, like a snowball is like, it's something that just when you get it, like it is a comfort, man.
Yeah.
It's a comfort.
And everyone is so grateful.
Yes.
Very
grateful.
No
doubt. So many smiles. So shout out to our friends at Holy Cross Catholic Church. Also Sacred Heart of Jesus in Broussard, Father Michael Delcombe. This is, I think, the third, maybe fourth, maybe even fifth year in a row that they've done a home mission program in the summertime. So alongside like your VBSs of the world, this is where they're getting hands raised within the community of saying, hey, who wants to take a week and instead of going on vacation or even going and doing mission work overseas, as important as that is, doing a mission within the lines of our parish, but also within the needs of the diocese. And so they came and served an entire week with us. They did several lunch shifts in a row. They did five afternoons in a row of a week's worth of just afternoons with us in the shelter, doing a ramp projects, all of these things, and really just building those core experiences with families, which, Sean, I really think is such a monumental thing for parents to serve with their kids and to have those kids grow up and say, that's just what we did.
Exactly.
Like we did this and we did it together. And it had, though we made those memories together, it was not for our benefit. This was for the benefit of our neighbors who suffer and our neighbors who are in need. And so huge shout out this summer to church communities who have served with us and continue to serve.
Always open the game with Catholic Charities of Acadiana. There's something that's coming up in August.
Yeah.
Everybody partnering together. So, everyone plays so nice together.
Look, I know, and I love that. I've been in this role with Catholic Charities for almost 10 years now. And every now and then, I'm conversing with people in the public. People love to see nonprofit and social impact organizations working together.
Yes.
And usually we see that in a time of disaster, whether it's disaster response or that long-term recovery work that goes on for years. We have a very good, well-working VOAD here, which stands for Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster, VOAD. We plan for disaster and we respond knowing that each individual nonprofit has their gifts. They right. basically have their lanes.
Yes.
And when the big disasters hit, the CNN, Fox News level disasters hit, if everybody tried to do everything, not only would we be all stepping on each other's toes, we'd be all burned out by probably day 7, we would be squandering resources. And
exactly.
so in this perfect plan of responding in disaster, everybody has their lane.
Right.
So like Catholic Charities has their lane, Second Harvest has their lane, Goodwill has their lane. One of my buddies, Grayson Stepanek, he reached out to me. He's with Goodwill of Acadiana. He reached out to me and he said, man, I want to do this Give Acadiana Day, where it's like a one-stop drop for in-kind donations. And we want to do it at the Cajun Dome, but we want to, not just for Goodwill, because Goodwill handles like clothing,
right.
But like, what about what Catholic Charities needs? What about what Second Harvest needs? What about what the Gift and Grace Project needs? What about what Habitat for Humanity needs? And so he reached out to all of us and he said, hey, what exactly, you know, item specific do you guys need? And he did the same with everybody. And so on August 8th, which is a Saturday, we're going to have this Give Acadiana Day, which is going to be at the Cajun Dome in Lafayette. Actually, all day. It's going to be 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. under that little Cajun Dome drive-through. So if it's bad weather, whatever, you drive through. But that's going to be the primary donation site for all of these items that each individual organization needs. So, for instance, Catholic Charities, the only things we're asking for is 25-foot professional-grade tape measures. We need those for our rebuilding projects and our disaster projects. Styrofoam cups and gallon-sized liquid laundry detergent.
Really?
Yeah, so something like that would be the only thing that Catholic Charities is asking for. And I think that goes back to that item-specific mentality of a food drive. If these are the specific things we need, and that helps us to be more efficient and to not have the donor to feel like, well, I guess you might need this or you might need this. So if Catholic Charities only needs the tape measures, the styrofoam cups, liquid laundry detergent, Gifting Grace Project is looking for backpacks and school supplies. Goodwill Acadiana is doing clothes and household items. Habitat for Humanity is doing appliances and furniture. And then Second Harvest is doing shelf-stable food. So everybody has their various lane, and we'll be collecting that day. And if people come with food, it's going to go to Second Harvest. And if people come with clothes, it's going to go to Goodwill. And if people come with tape measures, styrofoam cups, and laundry detergent, it's going to come to us. Everybody having their own little lane, but it's helping each of these social impact organizations do what they do, but creating a very easy pathway for helping for the community.
Kudos to Grayson for helping.
Yeah, go Grayson. Shout out Grayson.
Go ahead, Grayson.
Last year we did an item-specific drive because we reached out to the people who were responding and we said, what exactly do you need?
Yes.
Because what we know from history is when you don't spell it out, you get wedding dresses and winter clothes, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's actually a great CBS report. This was after Superstorm Sandy. And they reported about how often there's a disaster after the disaster. When you have the Category 5 storm or the tsunamis, the major disasters that happen, when you don't have clear communication and coordination in that response process, you often get things that are not helpful. They gave an example of how there was a group that put together a C-130 full of just pallets and pallets and pallets and pallets of clothes, bottled water, all this stuff. And it cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars to ship, to air run it from wherever it was in America all the way to India for the tsunami. Well, once it got there, it was pushed off the C-130 and it was put onto the side of the runway. And it was picked through for a few days, but then after that it went bad. And they eventually had to kerosene it and burn it.
What a waste.
I know.
What a waste.
And so what the person interviewed said was, if that, the money that was spent to put all that together to send it over,
right,
if that money would have been donated within a reputable organization, what could have been done? The water wells that could have been drilled, the
exactly,
things that could have been, really the economy that could have been stimulated within a disaster impacted area. It's communicating with that responding organization, asking them exactly what they need, and then trying to do what that organization has asked them to do to keep it efficient and to make sure that we're doing the most good. And so I think the Give Acadiana Day on August 8th really helps to fuel these five social impact organizations to make sure that we're getting exactly what we need to be of service.
Yes. I love the partnership. Yeah. We all have a mission, and it's all great when you come together. Now, if we wanted to find out more, Ben, where do we go to get all this information?
Sure. CatholicCharitiesAcadiana.org. That's the best place to find updated information about the work that we do, the things that we're doing. Also, to support us with a one-time or a recurring monthly gift, or to volunteer through our programs. We have a very easy portal there to get you plugged in. And then you reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Ben Broussard and his bodyguard, Andrew.
In the house.
In the house. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in.